This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
New signs that Brexit could be having an impact on the job market. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Mark Garrison, in for David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. A new British workplace survey finds more caution about hiring new workers after the vote to leave the European Union. That survey from the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development, a group for HR managers and the staffing agency Adecco. The BBC's Andrew Walker has more.
The survey suggests that more employers are still planning to increase than to cut their workforce. For many, it's still a case of business as usual. But some have become more cautious, and there was a decrease after the vote in the proportion planning to hire new staff in the next 3 months. One in five expect to reduce their investment in training and equipment. The survey also found evidence of the negative aspect of the fall in the value of the pound that followed the referendum. A third of businesses expect it to lead to higher costs because goods priced in foreign currency become more expensive in sterling. Data to be published later this week will show some very early signs of whether the vote has had an impact on the British economy. Inflation figures are out tomorrow, and retail sales and employment data will follow later in the week.
Key reports on the economy are also on the way here in the U.S. this week. Quincy Crosby, market strategist at Prudential Financial, explains what to watch.
This week is interesting because there's a bit of housing data coming out. We're also going to get a look at the Consumer Price Index. And that's, obviously an interesting report for many people in this country because Social Security benefits are predicated on whether or not that shows do we have inflation. And there's tremendous interest, obviously, in the Fed and as to whether or not the Fed is going to raise rates sometime this year. So the minutes are coming out from the last Federal Reserve meeting. The market is fixated on that. You know, is it going to have any clues as to whether or not the Fed is inclined to raising rates sometime this year?
Starting today, another kind of competition takes place alongside the Olympics in Rio, e-games. It's a two-day tournament for video gamers. As Marketplace's Rima Krace reports, it's about putting competitive video gaming on a bigger map.
That's the sound of Super Smash Brothers, the video game that will test the skills of some of the world's top players in Rio this week. Chester King is the CEO of the International e-games group.
There's some fantastic benefits, you know, life skills and cyber skills by playing these games. But I think at the moment, still kind of not validated or accepted.
King is out to create an Olympics-like event for esports. No cash prizes, just medals, national pride, and bragging rights. By some estimates, there are more than 150 million esports fans across the globe.
Esports is really growing at an exponential rate.
Jason Lake is head of Complexity Gaming. He says most players are young, unplugged from traditional media, and hard to reach.
Esports is a goldmine when it comes to marketers, and we're starting to see that with large brands like Coca-Cola and Intel and Nissan and others.
E-games could tap into that goldmine post-Rio. Bigger tournaments are planned alongside future Olympics in South Korea and Tokyo. I'm Rima Krace for Marketplace.
The Internet of Things is a system of connected devices that's becoming a big business opportunity. Forecasters expect some 6.4 billion connected things will be in use this year. So-called smart homes are one way people are using the Internet of Things. An Oregon startup is betting that millennial renters will be interested in pre-wired smart apartments. Melanie Sevchenko reports from Portland.
When Benjamin Lee comes home to his apartment, the lights turn on as he moves from room to room. He could also program his entertainment system to spring to life when he's ready to settle in for the night.
I don't even notice it anymore. It's making things that more simple for me.
And when he's away, he can control his thermostat from his smartphone or be alerted of any suspicious activity at home. Lee's apartment is one of 100 units in Portland's Grant Park Village that is part of a pilot program in smart home automation from software company Iotis.
The smart home technologies do appeal especially to younger, educated, and affluent folks.
That's Frank Gillette, principal analyst at Forrester Research in Cambridge. There are other companies, like Comcast Xfinity and ADT Pulse, that offer home automation security systems. But according to Gillette, Iotis is trying to offer something broader. Here's its CEO, Say Pike.
The home is not something that should get in your way.
So Iotis is trying to streamline the smart home by having smart lights, thermostats, and outlets already set up when you move in and controlled through one app. The technology then learns your habits and preferences the more you interact with it. But Marcelino Alvarez, the CEO of product design company Uncorked Studios, says there's a lot of hype right now surrounding IoT technologies, especially in the home.
These systems are really designed really well for a single user. They struggle when you have multiple people, multiple preferences.
According to Forrester's Gillette, smart home markets are still in the early stages of development.
Is this going to make a big difference in whether people choose to rent the apartments? No. Is it an appealing feature and that they might be able to extract a slightly higher rent? Yes.
Iotis's pilot program in Portland is running until early next year. The company also has pilot apartments in San Francisco. In Portland, I'm Melanie Savchenko for Marketplace.
JFK Airport is back to normal business this morning after reports of shots fired last night led to evacuations and grounded flights. Police received the reports in two separate terminals, but eventually gave the all clear after finding no evidence any shootings happened. And finally, Suicide Squad is still number one at the box office over the weekend, but the comic book movie saw a big drop-off from the previous week, its debut. It took in last weekend $43.8 million. That's only about a third of what it made during its opening weekend, a possible sign that bad reviews and word of mouth are taking their toll. Sausage Party and Pete's Dragon round out the top three. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.